Blog Talk Radio.
Like glue, or we chillin' and kickin' like we done kung fu. But you can have it all if you want, no lie, no Chinese food. But it's some young guy, need to know how you really, really feel about him. Keep it real, don't conceal, let me shoot my shot.
Pretty, pretty lady, can I call you baby?
Kwanzaa poem by the 7-foot poet. This is a poem that I shared last week during the Kwanzaa celebration here in Jackson, Mississippi at the Megar Evers Community Center here in Jackson, Mississippi. Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And thank you so much for your support. If you've been with the show and I since March 21st, 2011, or you are a new listener. A Kwanzaa poem by the 7-foot poet. Even though I am awesome at writing original work, I found this awesome poem to share during the last day of Kwanzaa, which was Imani. Imani meaning faith. And thank you again, Mr. Eddie James of the Firefighters Limited, and Jackson Fire Department Chief Willie Owens, and everyone, all the coordinators of the Kwanzaa celebration at the Megar Evers Community Center. It's been going on like 28, 29 years. Since forever, I've always wanted to be a part and attend the event. This is my first time attending, and so honored and grateful that I accepted the invitation to be a part of the last day. And not only did I participate, but my 5-year-old great niece, Aaliyah, and a prayer friend of mine, Shakita Lewis, also participated with me. But a Kwanzaa poem is a poem that I shared. It's about love. It's about life. It's about culture, our family, our community, our genius, our birthright. It's about love. It's about life. It's about culture. Our family, our community, our genius, our birthright. It's about love. It's about life. It's about our culture, our family, our community, our genius, our birthright. Remember our glory, our stories. Yesterday's yesterday. Those that came before me, us. Today's today. Rebuilding our way. Tomorrow's tomorrow. Sunshine, good times, and learning from our sorrows. It's about love. It's about life. It's about culture, our family, our community, our genius, our birthright. And then I went into stating the meaning of the seven principles. Unity, and the audience would say the principle word, like umoja, and self-determination, which I always get twisted when I say this one, kuja tagala. I always get my tongue twisted on that one. Collective work, collective responsibility, ujima, cooperative economics, ujama, nia, purpose, creativity, kumba, and the last night, which was Tuesday night on January the 1st, a great way to kick off the year. Also, imani, faith. And then it's about love. It's about life. It's about our culture, our family, our community, our genius, our birthright. Umoja, kuja, galua, ujima, ujama, nia, kumba, imani. My friend Shakira spoke on faith because, you know, imani means faith. And that last night is about the togetherness of the community, parents, teachers, everyone. And even though Kwanzaa is an annual African-American celebration, it is for all cultures and races to embrace and to study and celebrate. And also I shared this poem, not poem, but prayer from, and I have shared prayers from the Power of Faith, Power Prayers. For Women, Revitalize Your Prayer Life by Jackie M. Johnson. And this prayer is called The Power of Faith, Power of Love, and Self-Discipline. And from 2 Timothy chapter 1, I mean, first 1:7, For God not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love. And that's what Aaliyah had thought of, a speech, a remark, to say to the audience and to those that allowed her to volunteer and shadow them during the event. But Aaliyah simply said one word, love. And that one word means so much, love. And thank you to Mrs. Adia Campbell, one of the coordinators. She and her husband and crew, you know, coordinate the programs at the Mega Everest Community Center. It was so, and worked so well. They allowed Aaliyah and all the other kids to just be themselves and to be creative, and adults also. And I've posted many pictures on Facebook and Instagram, and have many more, and some video snippets to share. But God not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. Lord, you give me many good gifts, but I know that fear is not one of them. Fear is not from you graciously. You provided for me a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, power to do your will, power to love others, even when I don't feel like it, and the power to discipline myself to think about the things that lead me in faith rather than fear. I think I've shared that before here. And also, we were honored to have the late former mayor and the sister of our current mayor, Lumumba, daughter Wakia Lumumba, in the audience, and she spoke also because one of their one of their good friends had passed away on that day, the last day of Kwanzaa. But thank you all so much for tuning in and supporting the show. The call-in line is not open today, but definitely if you don't have it saved in your phone or written down, please do, because we will resume the shows with guests and call-ins and so on. 646-787-1578. Of course, open the show with Pretty Lady. Probably will cut it down to a 30-second opening. Also, start sharing other songs from artists that have emailed me awesome songs and sent me awesome music to add to my playlist. I know one of my Australian listeners, longtime listeners, and awesome social media friends, Michelle Brand, she sent me an awesome song that she wrote, but a gentleman sung for her. So I'm definitely going to add that to the playlist. And it's an array of awesome music and also awesome guests that will come on the show. And, of course, also, I Release the Rain to others, Starboy or any of the other artists and entrepreneurs and performers and business people that I deal with. You know, hey, you control it and you do your thing, you know, and host the show and do whatever. So definitely we'll do some exciting things regarding the show and the delivery of the show. But again, say that number, 646-787-1578. And also my cell number is 903-267-1127. So it's a perfect way for me to start off the year. So, you know, making a public appearance and delivering a presentation. And I'm looking forward to this summer when I will be a speaker at Empowering Women Conference in Tupelo, Mississippi. I believe Pretty Lady is on popular music sites now, so check out all the music sites on Scarboy's Facebook page and his artist page and on his Twitter account. Check out the Amazon and Spotify. I believe Pretty Lady and probably some other songs. Other new songs are also added to his projects that are on those music sites also. So you guys can purchase the song now. Let's see, I think. So just check. Just check and follow up on that. Scheduled to be. And also, we had an awesome, I don't know, we had a delivery, a presentation from President Trump last night regarding border security. And that's the topic of the show and also other amazing topics. Before I start talking about border security and the wall and the shutdown, I want to make a big shout out to the state of Florida. Now, ex-felons, those that have not committed like horrendous crimes like murder and sex offenses, they have their voters' rights restored. And that's something that Mississippi state lawmaker David Blunt, who recently announced, I support. He's approachable, real cool guy, work with Republicans, independents, those that don't vote. Ex-felons approach me and tell me they really would like to vote, I tell them, David Blunt, an advocate for ex-felons that have not committed horrendous crimes such as murder and sex offenses to get their rights restored. And I tell them, contact him, tell him I sent you too, because that's really good. And he's working on many other things too, like teachers' raises here. But a big shout out to Florida regarding that step. That's really cool. But I wonder what's the America's thoughts regarding the border security situation. The shutdown is what now on day 19, which that is sad that we're still experiencing a shutdown. We do need to upgrade our border security, and we do need to do our best to keep those that try to protect America, like our homeland security officers, protect them. They're working hard and tirelessly to protect our borders. But then also we have an immigration situation where we need to protect those that are trying to get to America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, and their kids and so on. So we have the border security we have to deal with, and we need to hurry up and discontinue this shutdown, come to some type of agreement. I know they can make some type of compromise within the near future regarding a dollar amount. Maybe, something to get started and reevaluate the budget also and the type of barrier, type of fencing, type of wall that would be built. I mean, that is the business that President Trump is in there some type of way to look at a budget where the cost, where it can be more cost effective. And like Whoopi Goldberg mentioned on The View, I mean, that was the one of the platforms that he talked about. And that really wasn't the platform, the reason why I voted for Trump regarding the border security. But border security is important, but we need to look at different measures of preventing drugs from coming in and keeping people safe from those that are protecting and serving us as like a homeland security to especially the immigrants that are trying to get here to become citizens. And again, I recommend read Marco Rubio's book. I can't believe I only read it like in early summer of last year, Marco Rubio's book, American Dreams, where he discusses economic reform and immigration reform. And his book is really written in a bipartisan format. And so even now voters will, but people that care about our well-being and our livelihood will appreciate. So definitely read this book because it really would shine a light on understanding what's actually going on in America. So congratulations also to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and also the other the class, the current class of congressional of Congress people, Michael Giff from Mississippi, of course, was sworn in also. So congrats to him. I campaigned and voted for him. He awesome job here in the state of Mississippi, so I know he's definitely will do a lot of great things in Washington, D.C., he and his family. So it's good to move up the echelon, most definitely. But the border security situation and the shutdown of the government, this is the longest shutdown ever. So I love to see your comments on my throughout my social media pages on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram and on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. My page is active for the show, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Just, you know, search that, KULTRESHOKENT Reports. Bethany Williams. You know, I'm all over social media. If you see Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, spelled in that manner, that's me. And on Twitter, Beth Williams, Culture Shock Inc. So a lot of topics to discuss, a lot of craziness. Still haven't found the body of, I won't say the body, but we still haven't found, her fiancé have been charged with murder. And this is a crazy case, praying that we get some closure, especially her family and her parents, regarding the missing mother in Colorado. And Kimmy K, Scott Boyd's bestie in Houston, she attended the funeral yesterday of Jasmine Barnes, the 7-year-old that was shot because of mistaken identity. How crazy is that? First they thought it was a hate crime, and it turned out to just be a crime of ignorance. And so that's crazy. It's some crazy crimes been happening here in the state of Mississippi. Preteens, can't even say teenagers, murdered their mom, felt she was too strict, taking their cell phone from them. You know, crazy stuff happened in Pike County. I was telling a couple of my friends about stories that they hadn't heard that had happened in Las Vegas, you know, regarding a manicurist being murdered because she wanted her $35 for her services she had rendered. And the babysitter that just gave the mother the deceased baby. Then I find out about these 10 preteens murdering their mom, their 32-year-old mom. If you haven't heard that story, check that story out. Google it. Check out WAPT 16 News here in Jackson, Mississippi, WLBT on WJTV3, Fox News here. Check out those stories. Craziness. Congrats to all the Golden Globe winners. Believe it or not, I did not watch the Golden Globes. Shark Tank. I am a devoted Shark Tank person. And I love to appear on Shark Tank. Presenting my invention ideas, especially my reinvention of the ice cream cone. But I chose to watch Shark Tank. The back-to-back episodes of Shark Tank. Oh my God, The Bachelor, and definitely missing my late mom. Shark Tank, The Bachelor, American Idol, some of my favorite shows, Dancing with Stars. But my nieces and I, we watched The Bachelor. Even my sister, their grandmother, watched The Bachelor. Amazing, the impromptu proposals. And even my little nieces, they were just amazed at the contestants that are vying for the Bachelor's heart. Just craziness, definitely a sight scene. I knew when he was announced to be the Bachelor, I knew this would be an exciting season. So I'm going to probably cut it short before I'm cut off. But I was looking at my most recent copy of Woman's Day magazine, which I love Woman's Day and I love Oprah. Magazine. But you know, it's a time for resolutions, setting new goals. And I know my friends and many of my social media friends, I mean, you know, we're goal oriented. We set goals throughout the year, not just at the beginning of the year, throughout the week, throughout the month. You know, some goals we attain quickly, some are long-term goals, right? And that's one thing speaking of Shark Tank. Damon, John, that's one thing he is a believer in. So definitely check out his websites and follow him if you're not on his Facebook page or on his Twitter. He shared awesome information, DJ Success Formula, regarding goal setting. And I know many of you are working on goal setting, so you definitely should check out all the information that he provides. And his on demand training program is awesome. I need to resume the on demand training, but he shared a lot of awesome information. Just this is gift back to the community and helping others not make mistakes. That he and some others and to stop making some of the mistakes that we do make. But in Woman's Day, in their health session on 93, this is like everyday information, but it's perfect for the beginning of the year. Fresh start, a stressful morning can affect your brain power later in the day. New research shows try these strategies to relax. Number one, do a brain dump. Grab your coffee. Sit down and think about everything that should get done today. Don't fire up your computer. Pick up your smartphone. Handwrite it all on paper. Anybody that knows me or have observed me, because I'm a people watcher, so those that watch me know that I love to write things down on paper. That's something I've always loved since I was a little kid. Growing up writing essays and reports. That's why the show is called Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, because I love writing, handwriting. If you receive a card from me, I like to handwrite a short note. I like to write letters. But it is perfect. When I'm studying information, I write things down. That is great for your memory. And at any age, things down. So handwrite it all on paper. That this helps the brain visualize and be more creative. That was a practice that my mother enjoyed until her last days at 86. She believed in writing things down. She was awesome at math, and she believed in writing things down, and she did believe in visualizing. And also, I mentioned Damon John, but another person's teaching that I've always enjoyed. No, I know some of you probably say she's going to say Tony Robbins. Norman Vincent Peale. Since I was a little girl, always enjoyed Norman Vincent Peale. And Yazoo City native, the late Zig Ziglar. So those are some great people to study. Okay, so first, do a brain dump. Grab your coffee, sit down, and think about everything that should get done today. Don't fire up your computer or pick up your smartphone. Handwrite it all on paper. This helps the brain visualize and be more creative. Two, soothe pressure points. Gently massage your ears, starting at the top and moving down the lobes as you breathe deeply into your lower abdomen. Those of you that sing and public speak know exactly. And those of you that meditate know that. Paying special attention to areas that are sore by inhaling and exhaling eases tension. Can you hear me? Okay. Three, be thankful. Start a daily gratitude journal. Find time every morning to write down three things you're grateful for. With each item, include a specific reason why to help you tap into your emotions and make the exercise more meaningful. Include a specific reason why. Will Smith talks about the why. Bill Walsh, follow him, Bill Walsh 360. I've missed his expos the past couple of years in Dallas, Texas. But whenever the Small Business Expo comes to your city, definitely go and definitely check out his presentation and meet Bill Walsh. He and his friends and his team, they share some of the most awesome advice for entrepreneurs and small business owners and those that do business, small business owners. So, and that's one thing that he always discusses is know your why. In which that is important. So again, I'm going to do a recap. Hopefully I don't get cut off. And this is from Woman's Day, the most recent issue. Do a brain dump. Grab your coffee. Sit down. Think about everything that should get done today. Don't fire up your computer or pick up your smartphone. Handwrite it all on paper. It helps the brain visualize and be more creative. Two, soothe pressure points. Gently massage your ears, starting at the tops and moving down the lobes as you breathe deeply into your lower abdomen. Pay special attention to areas that are sore. By inhaling and exhaling eases tension. Three, be thankful. I'm so thankful to see 2019. Start a daily gratitude journal. Find time every morning to write down three grateful for. With each item, include a specific reason why to help you tap into your emotions and make the exercise more meaningful. I know Oprah states that as soon as she opened her eyes, she expresses her gratitude for just the mere fact of opening her eyes. Steve Harvey, he discusses how that's the first thing he does, express his gratitude and his gratefulness for life and other things. So it's amazing. But again, thank you for tuning in to Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. This is a commentary style format today, but other shows this month will be in call-in format, and guests will call in, and hopefully we'll get Cousin Linda and other guests on. Some of my artist friends that you guys would like to talk with, because I know a lot of artists and musicians and business people like are on fire, and just people in general, from homemakers, everybody's pretty excited, thing like, for 2019. You know, many of us are dealing with different situations, good, not so good, and terrible, but we're optimistic. I've noticed that. So, let's just keep our heads up, like Tupac always sung, and just, you know, be the best and do the best and be true, right? So, again, you can email me at KultureShockEntertainment, KultureShockEnt_best@yahoo.com. And thank you for.